And if he just nearly think he'd just get somebody to help hold that garbage door down, he'd go out and help you work them calves just to get to eat them. No, his wife's brother-in-law from Chickasha. He's been a school teacher of various kinds all of his life. And at the time was traveling for Drones Business College.
Had two plates, I guess none of them hurt.
Well, I tell you, if
I wonder.
No labels on those packages, but I sure believe this somewhere. You know, how she called the darn things out. I believe there's some packages out there in that freezer.
Well, if old B.L. heard that I came here and ate Mountain Oysters, I'm sure he'd never want to see me again.
Well, all of our family, of course, like I say, the second girl, the first time she realized what she's eating, she pushed it back for a few months. But well, they just, it's one of the delicacies that you don't get very often, especially like we are now without any cattle.
If you go fishing, what do you have to have? You have to have a pole. What else?
Well, you're supposed to have a license.
Yeah.
Fishing pole, cork, and bait.
Uh-huh. What kind of bait is common around here?
Oh, of course, most people now got too darn lazy to use a shovel and dig worms, and they buy shiners.
Shiners? What are these?
Minnows. I think if you go to town and buy them, you're supposed to buy minnows.
Use minnows, huh?
But just to go out, you know, they go out here and an awful lot of them and just take a little old minnow seine and, you know, go to these little shallow ponds and just get a bucket full a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a hard-shelled animal that you'll find down around the streams?
Terrapins and turtles.
Is there a difference between them?
Well, actually, the terrapin is a dry land. You'll find him in a yard, in a garden, out in the fields.
Uh-huh.
And the turtle is at the stream or in migration from one stream to another.
Uh-huh.
He is a water animal.
Uh-huh.
The terrapin can swim, but he's got to come out. He's got to have a place to park pretty soon.
Uh-huh. And that insect we talked about with the two sets of wings, one you'll find by the water. Blue body or green body?
Oh, I think the one you and wife talking about yesterday, that snake doctor. And
mm-hmm.
I heard John say yesterday when you first came in, before we knew what, you know what I mean? He said, I guess I could, and he gave a name that long, now you, I never heard of before. Because he's been in that, whatever class it is, he's been in up there in bugs. I noticed back here and now he's got a notebook as big as this thing back there with weeds.
Huh.
What'd you find? Another tick?
A little bug. Just send him away.
Well, what course had he had and he caught so many bugs?
Entomology.
Yeah. Oh, you chase bugs around here.
What do you call that bug that flies around the meadows at night? Or on your lawn, flashing his little light.
Lightning bug.
And the one that I'm covered with now.
Chiggers.
You ever heard those called red bugs?
Yeah.
Down here?
Well, I suppose just because of the coloring on them, it'd be, I've heard them called red bugs, but everybody, the common term is just chiggers.